What's up, Hyperfast Nation? On this episode of the show, we're bringing you another speaker from the Hyperfast Agent Summit that was held in February in Arlington, Virginia in 2024. Our speaker for this episode has helped over 2,000 real estate agents. He works with several top teams on marketing, lead generation, branding, and converting your leads. And he has spoken on several stages all across the country. Welcome to the show, Michael Rivero.
Hey, everybody. Really quickly, do you guys mind if I just take my jacket off? I don't like being, like, tight.
Hang it right here if you want.
Thanks. Excellent. So, really quickly, you guys see a QR code. Please do me a favor, and if you can take out your phones, go ahead and scan it really quickly. What's going to happen is each and every single one of you is going to receive 120 spring market content ideas that you can go ahead and start implementing into your business right away. Why is that? Because the spring market started January 1st for most people, right? So if you want to create content, go ahead and use it. I'll wait a couple of seconds. Beautiful. If you didn't get it, we'll have an opportunity to come back in a second.
You know what?
What?
Wait.
I'm trying to move it over.
Move that thing.
Oh, I thought it was that thing, but it's that thing.
It's something.
Yeah, that's probably
and then,
if you take off the
screen,
like presenting the
Did I just blow in it?
No, it's that. I can't do it.
There we go.
Some of you are geniuses. You're just willing it with your mind, but I can't do it.
There you go. We'll get it back in a
second.
Okay. Just hold still. One, two, three. Let's see if that works. If it doesn't work, that would be an issue.
Okay, fine. It did it.
Woo! Okay, perfect. So today, really quickly, what we're going to be talking about is doing the boring work. A couple of months back, actually November of 2022, I had the opportunity to be introduced to Alex Ramosi. And he told me, he's like, you're probably already speaking, you're doing events, you're doing trainings. However, are you doing the boring work? And I didn't know what he meant then, so I'll explain a little bit of what he meant as we proceed through this presentation. But by show of hands, does anyone know who Roger Bannister is? Okay, so some of you heard it. Those of you that didn't hear it, up until May 6, 1954, people used to think that running a four-minute mile was absolutely impossible. And quite honestly, I mean, I still find it impossible. My best time was like 5 minutes and 37 seconds or something. And I thought I was fast. But the thing is, up until this point, people used to think that this was absolutely undoable and impossible. However, after May 6th of 1954, 48 hours later, there was two people that broke that record. And since then, there's been over 1,800 people, athletes, that have broken this record. And the reason why I shared this with you is because at some point in time, you've probably thought that something was impossible or you weren't going to be able to accomplish it and do. However, we're filled with stories like this of things that seem impossible until somebody does them. And this right here is the day that my four-minute mile broke. So for me, as an example, I got into digital marketing unknowingly in 2010. I used to post pretty pictures of my shoes on social media. I'm a huge sneakerhead. I have over 400 pairs of shoes at home. Dan was showing me a video that we should probably create. So these two pages, both Kicks on Fire and Nice Kicks, they gave me a shout out online. And at this point, it was the beginning of Instagram. They gave me a shout out, and what happened is I ended up growing my following, and then people started commenting on my posts asking me if I sold sneakers. And I did like every good entrepreneur in this room does. I said, yes, I do. And I figured it out. And then this guy right here, 23Penny, he's a good buddy of mine. He was selling sneakers already on this thing called Big Cartel, which we now know as Shopify. And what happened is I asked him, how much are you making? And he said, well, I did $10,000. I said, when? He said, yesterday. And when I heard him say that he made $10,000, I said, if he can do it, I can too. So what I started doing is I started posting my pretty pictures of sneakers, as you guys can see right here. I went on to Big Cartel, now Shopify, and I created the ugliest website possible, right? I paid about $5 to get this website started. This is a picture of me at SneakerCon, if you guys have ever been. I was selling sneakers with my brother and my friends. And on my very first launch day, I made $6,300 online. That's safe to say that that day, I broke my four-minute mile. I said, well, if he could do it, I can too. I went on to do this, and I went on to sell over $300,000 worth of sneakers online. Honestly, like, people were paying me $600 for a $100 pair of shoes. Like, you can't get much better than that. And I did this for about 4 years or so, until one day, people in the area, in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, ended up finding out that I was the guy that was buying up all the sneakers and reselling them on eBay, on Facebook Marketplace, and all these places, right? And when they found out, there was one day I was waiting at the Manassas Mall, if you're familiar. Yep. I was waiting at the Manassas Mall, and then I heard some guys talk about, you know, that's him, that's him. And I had a feeling, I had a gut feeling that something bad was about to happen. So I went and I had like $46,000 in cash that I stashed under the wheel of my car, well, inside the trunk and whatever. And that later that night, I ended up having a gun to my head. By the time I had a gun to my head, I realized this is not the place where I want to build a business. It's not worth dying over sneakers. And I got scared back into corporate America. Years later, I ended up getting a digital marketing job where I would wind up meeting my business partner. And at that point, I realized I love doing marketing. I love digital marketing now that I understand the technical jargon of it all. But I want to do it for myself. And the reason was because I was managing a book of business of over $5 million in advertising every single month with 250 clients. And when companies turn into software companies, it's typically no longer about the client. It's more so about how are you getting them to use our software, right? And when my conversation ended up being about are you using our software versus are you going to implement this strategy into your business, I got bored, I got out of it, and I just didn't want to participate at all. So I decided to call my mom. This is young baby me. So I decided to call my mom, and I said, Mom, I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to start this business on my own. She started crying on the other side of the phone, and I didn't realize why she was crying. Maybe it was because I was quitting my job because of the sense of security. We're Latinos, so she was like, no, don't do that. That's not safe. That's uncomfortable. That's uncertain, right? And I told her, well, I want to do this no matter what. And she was like, well, the reason I'm crying is because your stepdad and I are about to go through a divorce, and I don't know if I'll be able to keep the family house in which you grew up in. So at that point in time, I went onto Google, I made a quick search, and I was getting answers from Zillow's, Rocket Mortgages, all of these different platforms that you guys are all very well aware of. And what I realized is there needs to be a person that I can connect with and that I can talk to. So in that moment, I chose real estate as the industry that I was going to start a business in. So in that process, 4 years ago when we started our business, I made sure that I was going to learn from the very best of the best, and I ended up getting mentored by amazing people who I would have never dreamed of getting mentored by. But it was about me putting myself in an uncertain situation, in an uncomfortable situation, and being able to reach out to these people, being able to ask, right? Because when you don't ask, you don't get. So I ended up getting mentored by people like Billy Genius Marketing, Frank Hearn, Joe Polish, you can't see his bald head, and then Alex Hormozi, and one of our dearest friends and mentors till this day, Dean Jackson. Dean Jackson is actually the reason why we have something called a squeeze page. He's the guy that invented the whole drop your name, email, phone number on this page, and you'll get something with stopyourdivorce.com back in 99. And since the day that I met this guy, he always asked me, he's like, Michael, what would you do if you only got paid when your clients got the result? And this question has haunted me since day one. Nick Bush will tell you that, right? So what I'd like to ask each and every single one of you as I proceed through this presentation is just stay open-minded with me, okay? Because what I'm going to promise here is, first and foremost, total transparency. I don't like to BS around. I'm just going to tell it like I see it, like it is. I'm going to share with you guys proven strategies for what's been working with us, working with our clients, and what we see working right now. And I'm going to reveal to you guys the digital blueprint, the blueprint to digital marketing success. Because this is very important. Marketing is what you do to get in front of a prospect. Okay, I need everybody to intake this. Marketing is what you do to get in front of a prospect. Sales is what you do once you have a prospect in front of you. Okay, are we clear with that? Marketing is what we do to get a prospect. Sales is what we do once we're in front of the prospect. So I'm not going to sit here as a guru, thanks for that, but like, no thanks, and say to you that to do more video, to get on social media, to make your calls, to post 10 times a day, to hire a videographer, to just do it, be yourself, be authentic, get real. Like, none of that. I'm not going to do that. We gotta be smarter than that, because what happens is when you get into this industry, you typically start right here as an implementer. You're a starting agent, you're a W-9 contractor, and you think, if I really work hard, I'm going to make money. I'm going to become wealthy. And very quickly, some of us realize that's not the case, right? So then what happens? We say, well, I need to grow my team. I need to do something about it. And we become unifiers, managers, team leads. So what are we doing at that point? We're saying, I need to get more educated. And if I get more educated, I'm going to become wealthier. And yes, you do, to some capacity and extent. But then you realize that there are still people out there that are doing it really well and really big. So what are they doing? They become communicators and market leaders. So what do those people know how to do very well? They know how to share stories with each and every single one of you. And you can kind of tell that they're getting wealthier in the process, right? And then you have people like Dan and Carrie Scholl, who are going to be visionaries and innovators. So what do these individuals do? They have ideas, they implement them, and they delegate them as quickly as possible. And this is really when they start working and operating in their zone of genius. The issue, guys and my friends, is that 87% of real estate professionals get stuck in between being a W-9 contractor and maybe a team lead. So we need to do something a little bit easier and better than that, because most people are wasting their time and money doing manual marketing activities, getting stuck working in the business instead of working on the business. So what does working in the business really look like? It's day-to-day management involving multitasking various roles in marketing, sales. Anyone here feels like they wear too many hats in their business? Yeah? Yeah, that's kind of like working on your in your business. Working in the business means that you're actively involved in the day-to-day operations, focusing primarily on immediate and short-term tasks. This role is mainly tactical, and most of the hands-on activities that happen day-to-day, so you're not really thinking about the longevity of your business. However, when you're working on your business, this involves being strategic, and it includes the long-term planning, the long-term goals, and really focuses on growth. This is big picture thinking, aligning the activities that you do today, okay, with the future direction of your business. So before I proceed really quickly, because I wanted to start this whole thing like this, who here showed up because they want to learn something new for their business today? Okay, do me a favor, face your palm the other way like this, and pat yourself on the back, okay? That's really good. And the reason why I do that is because sometimes people don't remind you enough that you're doing the right things to show up by showing up for your business, okay? It's about being a visionary and a strategist. This includes systematizing the predictable and humanizing the exceptional. How many of us are doing every single day the same activities that we should have automated, that we should have let go, or that we should have delegated, right? We systematize the predictable and we humanize the exceptional. With that being said, I share this with you because there are people in this room and people in this industry who have already proven that the 4-minute mile to real estate marketing and real estate success in general has already been proven. The process to grow your brand, get more leads, nurture, and convert more clients in the next 12 months has already taken place by top producers and dozens of other agents just like you. And these are some amazing people that we've had the chance to either work directly with or collaborate to some capacity or extent who have shown us that they've broken the 4-minute mile within real estate, right? So there's no need for me to show you cookie cutter BS solutions. And BS, according to my friend James Nellis, it just means let me provide you with better solutions, okay? Thank you for that one, by the way. It literally happened 5 minutes before starting. So this is what each and every single one of you is currently being sold right now. Can we agree? You guys gotta do more video. You gotta get on social media. And then there's that one agent that, you know, went viral last year, and then they'll say, you gotta buy my course now, right? So, but, you guys like that, huh? Take a picture of this one. But something important is missing about what experts are telling us today. And I wanna explain in simpler terms. So experts are saying, do more video, but what they're not asking you and telling you is, before making videos, are you crystal clear about what you want to achieve and what's your specific goal, not just for you, but for the person that you're trying to create the videos for, right? Building a brand takes more than just creating videos. It's that simple. Each video should have a clear role in shaping how people see you, remember you, and how you lead them ultimately down the next logical step. When we think about this, more videos automatically don't mean more success. You gotta focus on the impact and return you get from each video, not just the quantity, or the ego play because you will look cool on video, okay? And I share that because I did that for the first 2 years of our business. And honestly, I loved it. I was probably selling it to some of you guys. I'm sorry. So don't just create videos to fill the space, you should make every piece of content count towards your goals and not just creating videos for the sake of creating more video, okay? Let me ask you this. Are you an agent who is creating videos for more buyers or sellers? Are you an agent who's going to make videos to recruit more realtors? Are you an agent who's making videos to engage other realtors to sell your course to? You just got to get specific with what you want out of your marketing, period. Your video marketing efforts must attract the best prospects to your business. And these are going to be individuals who are pre-interested, pre-motivated, pre-qualified, and predisposed to do business with each and every single one of you. Video marketing is not just create a TikTok or a reel until something sticks. It's caring enough not to waste time, money, effort, energy into low-yielding results. Experts will tell you, you need to get on social media, right? But you gotta determine the type of content that you're going to create to break through the noise, because every single day, us as human beings, we're scrolling about 3 football fields in length worth of content. That's sad. 51% of the US wakes up using some sort of social media apps. So how are we going to break through that noise and guide potential clients into taking the next logical step with each and every single one of us? We develop marketing material that provides value, encourages engagement, ensuring your social media content aligns with your marketing goals and your brand values, okay? Now, when we share this, you gotta choose between being an influencer and being influential. And this is really key, because a lot of people that have come to work with us in the past, they've said, well, I want more engagement on my social media profile. I want more likes, I want more comments. And I'm like, I can get you that, but then you're going to fire me when you don't get a lead that buys with you and sells with you. So what is it? What do we want? We need to focus on a content strategy that resonates with the needs of our ideal 5-star prospects. Experts will tell you, go ahead and buy my course. But what they're not saying to you is that only 5 to 10%, maybe 15% of people actually complete online courses, okay? 90% of people fail to implement what's being taught inside a course. If you're anything like me, you've probably bought some courses in the past. Did you get through all of them, 100% of them? I don't know, right? And are you being taught by someone who has a proven process or someone who went viral a couple of times? Are you learning from somebody who has achieved 10 times the success that you want to achieve, or someone who's selling a course just because last year was a down market? So you can go ahead and buy Dieting for Dummies, Workout for Dummies, and Basketball for Dummies. However, if you continue to eat like crap, you don't work out at all, and you never pick up a basketball, is any of this stuff going to ever work? Probably not. So I say all of this because we need to learn to let go of the vanity activities that are currently being preached to us. Okay, and we need to fall in love with doing what Alex Ramosi taught me, and that's doing the boring work. With that being said, everybody knows that videos, social media, advertising, email marketing, cold calling, all work. The question is, are you doing them right? Right? And in order to do them right, what we need to do is have a proven formula that actually works. So, in fact, if you're using social media or videos right now, can I get a show of hands? Who's using videos and social media? Excellent, right? And you're not getting the results that you want, it probably has nothing to do with the way that your videos look. It has nothing to do with how fancy they are. It has nothing to do with how cool the special effects are, right? Like, you're not getting plastered with edits. Or what kind of equipment that you're using, right? I know this because I've shot over 20,000 videos just in the last 4 years alone. We've shot them, we've edited them, we've distributed them, we've advertised them. And what we learned is, it's not really about what you say or how you say it, but it really is about how you're going to say it, who's going to see it, and how often they're going to consume this content and this information. When we think about this, there's a proven formula for doing it right. Do you guys mind if I show you how to do this right in 3 steps? Yeah? Excellent. So here it is. Step 1, we need to gather attention and provide value. We need to start by identifying who our 5-star prospects are. And by the way, these images right here were all made inside ChatGPT. If you're not using AI to create and to bring your imagination forward, just have fun with it. Anyhow, you need to start by identifying who your 5-star prospects are. 5-star prospects are people who are willing to engage in a dialogue with you, people who are friendly and cooperative with you, people who want or have a plan in mind, people that are open and willing to share that plan with you, right? If a buyer tells you, I want to buy a house, but they don't tell you what they're qualified for, what they want, can you really help them? Probably not, right? That's what as salespeople, we do a lot of discovery. And you need to make sure that they want for you to help them in this process. We then make sure that we identify what our traffic channels are going to be. And I would ask that you guys take pictures of this, because this is just me telling you how you can get all of your cold lead sources, all of your warm lead sources. With your cold leads, you can do things such as work open houses, calling expireds, farming Zillow leads, networking, property-specific lists, circle prospecting, your website, your SOI, your past clients, your email contacts, your social media content, etc. Then we have our advertising lead sources and our content lead sources. Content is not just doing video or social media, FYI. Content is doing things such as videos, graphic designs like carousels, static images, podcasts, blogs. All of that is content. So all of these things are going to work. The question is, once you get the lead, what are you going to do next? We shouldn't waste any time on manual marketing activities, continuing to guess where our next deal is going to come from. And we need something in place that's going to help us create predictable results, and that's what we call doing the boring work. So with that being said, you can give your audience a video. You can post as often as you want on social media. But the question that we want to make sure is, are they receiving some sort of tangible good or result that they get to take away, some value that they can keep and remember you by, right? We lead a five-star prospect with value. The way that we do it and the way that we've been doing it is we create really nice videos. We then create lead magnets. And with those lead magnets, we send them onto a virtual sales letter, or you guys may call them a funnel. We send them there so that we can, A, track them, B, retarget them, obtain their information, and on top of that, so that we only have one single outcome in mind. For example, Candace works with a lot of relocation specialists. Well, she's a relocation specialist, so her guide specifically talks to military member families, right? And this sets us up for step two of the formula, which is lead magnets and delivery. When we think about lead magnets and delivery, your audience needs and wants to benefit from engaging with you online. I'm either being educated from your online content or I'm being entertained. It's going to be one of those two, right? So when we think about it, there are some simple tips I want to share with you. Talk more about them than you talk about yourself. Talk more about their desired outcome than you do your stuff. Your content should ultimately be about them and their desired outcome. Show them what their desired outcome looks like. Educate them on how to get there. Then the payoff will come for the viewer, the follower, and the prospect by you delivering consistent value. So here's some bonus tips for you structuring your videos going forward. There's a million frameworks out there. This is a framework that we've been using that has helped us make sure that we can lead people down to the next logical step. We say, who are they? So we call them out, right? Like, attention realtors, I would say. What are you showing them? I want to show you 120 spring market content ideas. Why is it important to them? Because you need to create content about this stuff. How can they take action? Scan the QR code. Who should they contact? Me or HD Bros, right? Besides video, what else can you do that will have a positive impact with them? Offer them an immediate win, okay? And when we offer them an immediate win, we think back on how did we start this presentation. We started this presentation in the form of a lead magnet. So all the stuff that I'm sharing with you is stuff that we do every single day, okay? This engages with people like it did here today, connecting us with a new engaged lead, okay? Now we need to have a place where we send all of this traffic to and for our new engaged leads to go to. How am I doing on time? Cool. So this sets us up for step number three. Step three, conversion. The purpose of a business is to create a customer. We only have two basic functions to do so, which is marketing and innovation, which produce results. All the rest are just costs. Peter Drucker said that, and he's the father behind business management. If you guys don't know who he is, look up some of his stuff. It's absolutely awesome. And once we get an engaged lead into our system, we have two functions to follow. We have to either grow our database, or we need to nurture our database. And when we grow and nurture our database by providing more education, more case studies, updates, and more value throughout their entire journey, are they ever going to question who they're getting this real estate value from, this real estate related information from? No. They're not going to think about their cousin that just got licensed 5 weeks ago, so they're trying to help them out. They're going to think about the person that is teaching them and showing them how to do this throughout the entire process. Because what happens is you're going to get all of these online leads, and 50% of those online leads are never, and I mean ever, going to convert. Okay? Out of the 50% of online leads that are actually going to convert, 15% of them are going to give you a buying decision within the first 90 days. And what a buying decision is them telling you, yes, I want to move forward with you, or no, I don't want to move forward at this time. 85% of them are going to give you a buying decision after 90 days. That's the reason why we have this whole cycle of, well, a person typically converts between 1 to 6 months or so, right? The reason why is because there's a lot of money to be made after 90 days. The issue is, and we've been doing this for 4 years, we've trained over now 3,000 agents, and we've had over 150 plus clients. The issue is that most people quit at 90 days. They quit following up at 90 days. And then it's like, well, this doesn't work, and then let's move on to the next shiny object, right? All of this is going to take place and happen for you by simply doing the boring work and doing the things that are not shiny up front. Getting sold on Do More Video is shiny. Getting sold on Get On Social Media is shiny. Getting sold of I've put a course together, it's a shiny object. Why? Because you can continue to guess and mistake activity for progress, okay? Or you can do what we recommend is build yourself a top producer operating system. So when we think about a top producer operating system, this is a system that will predictably help you get leads, a system that will consistently nurture and convert leads on your behalf, and in that process, a system that allows you to build your personal brand. Now, as we think about this, a top producer operating system is kind of like having the ability to market yourself like a $500 million team as a single agent or a team. Chloe Powell, if you're here, thank you for saying that to me. Before you throw another dollar or hour at a wall hoping something sticks for you, ask yourself, does this activity contribute to me creating predictable results? A top producer operating system really is kind of like cloning all the value and all the conversations that you have in real estate every single day and being able to put it out in front of your database and new potential prospects 24/7, 365. Does anyone here ever just not feel like it? Like, I don't want to work today. I don't want to make my calls today. I don't want to post on social media today. Having a system allows you to do that, okay? And so you wouldn't build a house without a proper foundation, would you? Like, you guys are in real estate. So would you build a house without a proper foundation? Probably not, right? So stop marketing without a proper foundation, you know? Now, here's a couple of case studies really quickly before we wrap this up. Hermela came to me back in March of 2023, actually February, and she said, I need a system that's going to help me predictably get results. In that process, we ended up identifying that she had a weak online presence. She was actually shy of creating videos. She didn't have a follow-up system in place. So what did we do? We ID'd her 5-star prospects. We started creating collateral that would be aligned with who she wants to work with. In that process, we built these virtual sales letters, these funnels, led them to the right next logical step. And a couple months later, 6 months later, she has over 12 plus transactions that she's conducted off of social media, primarily Facebook in her case. She grew her business 235% in a down market, okay? And she was able to acquire referrals that she ended up giving away throughout the entire country. Then we have someone like Candace Astra. She's been working with me since September. When we first started working together, she had all of these systems, but none of them were talking to each other. Does anyone feel like you have one too many things at the same time? What if everything was in one house, right? That's what she wanted. So what we started doing is, let's identify your 5-star prospects. Let's create lead magnets for them. Let's create the content collateral for it. And let's go ahead and advertise it. In that process, she ended up connecting with 3 builders. One of them ended up giving her 180 leads of people who have shown interest in buying properties of $2 million and up. Like, I could do with 180 leads of people that are looking to buy $2 million and up. Could you guys? Right? And in that process, she also went ahead and we created that relocation special funnel with her. Now, Jay Caputo has been building this with me since 2020, actually. And he'll be the first person to tell you that just doing videos doesn't work. Just posting on social media every single day doesn't work. It will help. I'm not saying that it will not help. It will help, but he'll be the first person to tell you that this stuff alone does not work. So what did we do with him? We ended up creating collateral, making sure that his brand was on point because he wanted that. We ended up building unique lead magnets. We identified the traffic channels that he was going to use. And what ended up happening is he ended up growing his business from $12 million in production to $42 million in production in 2022 or 2023. He ended up opening up his own brokerage, Brushstroke Properties, and he's built a team of about 6 agents, all just from having a system in place. Now, you might sit here and tell me, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm too white, I'm too black, I'm too Hispanic, I'm too all of these things, I'm too disorganized, I'm too organized, I'm too ADD, I'm too ADHD. None of that matters because I work with Natalie and Kurt. Yeah.
I used to be in her coaching group.
Really? That's amazing. So I say that. None of that matters because Natalie and Kurt chose to work with us, right? Now, I'm just going to say it. I'm only 32, turning 33 this year, but they're kind of older than me, right? So what happened? When they came to us, they had a zero online presence. They had no systems in place from a digital marketing perspective, and they really cared very little for it. But they came to us because they said, you know what? I need to figure a way to systematically get more referrals, to stay in front of my database, and to make sure that I continue to expand my growth and my reach within the communities where I want to serve. We asked, what communities are those? They were like, well, elderly communities. I said, cool. So what happened? Within the first 45 days or so of us creating content with them and helping them through this system, they ended up with about 3 deals, and they've been happy with us for the past 2 years ever since. I share all of that with you because at some point in time, you might be like Jay, where you're sending 5 customized market analysis to people who came into your sales funnel, and they give you a name, an email, a phone number, and maybe even their address. Who here would benefit from sending 5 CMAs to people that have requested them from you, right? I see some hands. Thank you. Very, very cool. So why is it more important than ever for you to now stop gambling with your marketing activities? Number one, when you do the boring work, you will implement the top producing operating system. Well, there's going to be other agents that are going to show up, learn some information, go back, do nothing, continue their lives as it has been, continuing to guess where their next deal is going to come from. Imagine this, you meet a prospect buyer and you immediately add them to your top producing operating system, meaning that not only are you going to show up with them through email, through text, through voice messages, but also through videos. I don't know if anyone's ever shopped online and then you feel like that store is following you online. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of the effect that we want to have. While other agents will do nothing. You meet a prospect listing, you immediately add them to your system, and other agents do nothing. Imagine this, you meet a prospect at an open house, networking, or you get a referral, you identify their needs, you add them to your system, while other agents will do nothing. Having a top producing operating system isn't about how many likes or views you get. It's not about how many followers you get. It's not about becoming the next TikTok or Instagram influencer. It's not about cold prospecting, begging for referrals, or forced networking. It's not about printing a brochure, more business cards, or being transactional and selling real estate like a sweaty old car salesman. I share this with you to remind you again that selling is what you do once you're in front of a prospect. Marketing is what you do to get that prospect right in front of you, okay? And building the foundation of your digital marketing from this point forward should really take priority in your business moving forward, because in a world of fast advancing tech, now we have AI, and there's artificial intelligence, and you can use that thing with actual intelligence, right? There's digital marketing, there's ever-changing strategies, but two principles, again, are going to remain the same. One of them is to grow your database. The other one is to nurture your database. And a top-producing operating system is kind of like building or breathing air into your business through CPR, creating predictable results. So what I just gave you is a 3-step overview of the solution, the exact solution that we use to help our clients get more leads, grow their brand, nurture and convert their clients. And now that you know what to do, I'm going to invite you to brainstorm with us so I can show you exactly how to do it. Okay? You're going to need to figure out who your 5-star prospects are and what kind of content you're going to need with them and for them. You'll need a way to be loud about it so that you can attract the awareness and the information and send them to a place where they can get some value from you. Then you'll get them into a platform like your CRM, Follow Up Boss, KB Core, whatever you might be using. And it's your job to be in front of them 24/7, 365 without fail. Because at the end of the day, if you're like me, you're a business owner, or entrepreneur, you joined this business, you joined this industry, or you started a business because you probably want more freedom of time. You probably want more freedom of money. You probably want more freedom of relationships. And ultimately, you want to do something useful with your time, something meaningful. So you want to probably gain some freedom of purpose. None of that happens by us working inside our business every single day. Okay? So this is the success cycle of a top producer, and I ask you to take a look at really successful people around you and in your industry, because now you guys understand the potential of something like this. There's going to be people in this room that are going to take massive action so that they can go ahead and find proof and get results. And once they get proof and results, what's that going to do? It's going to create a sense of belief and certainty that they can go ahead and do this again and again and again. And then they're going to find more potential, and they'll continue to go through this cycle. Every single one of us is in this cycle of momentum. The question is, which direction are you going in? whichever direction you're going in, I present you with these two options. Number one, you're here today. First option, do nothing. The information I presented to you, hopefully at least you got a chuckle or learned at least one thing. Or step two, do what I would recommend like top producers do, is build yourself a top producer mindset. Come and brainstorm with us for about 30 minutes or so. Join us on our mission to unify real estate professionals with marketing technology and learn why top producers choose Top Shot Pro. Thank you. I don't know how much time we have, so if we have questions, I'd be happy to answer.
We can do a question or two, yeah.
Awesome. Hi, sir.
Here you go.
Quick question.
Okay. Testing. So, what would you suggest for a new agent that's just starting out based off that? If, let's say, they don't have a lot of marketing spending.
Mm-hmm.
With less, what is it, money, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That same exact thing. Start by identifying who you want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you understand what your traffic channels are going to be. And everybody has the same exact traffic channels.
Right.
You're going to have open houses, which is one. You're going to you'll be able to go to networking events, all of it. It's just define a systematic approach that you're going to be able not just to get leads, but to manage them. And it doesn't have to be expensive. Right. I have agents that have started with us with literally $0, and they've come to some of our trainings and classes, and they've started building this on their own. There's the question that you can ask yourself of, how can I do this by myself, or who can I do this with, right? And asking who is typically better than asking how. So I would say, if you're just getting started and you're in your first year, identify exactly which avenue you want to explore and just stick to that. Because what's going to happen over the next year, over the next 2 years, you're going to see a ton of shiny objects, and you're going to want to go in those directions. I know that because I still see shiny objects myself, but I want to have at least something in place that even if the market is up or down, I know what I'm going to get by doing those same exact things. That's why you see people like Ricky Caruth that preach by calling every single day. You have people that do all of these things every single day because they figured out that's their system. So figure out what your system is.
So could open houses be a system?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you host an open house and you're just giving them your business card and then they don't get an immediate win, you're still fighting for their attention, right? Mm-hmm. But what happens with some of our agents, when they host an open house, as soon as they connect, what's your name?
Salim.
As soon as they connect with Salim, not only do they exchange information, but we get them into a system where they already we're delivering them 10 steps to home ownership in 2024. We're then delivering them a morning after email that says, where can I go ahead and connect with you online? Mm-hmm. We're then inviting them to be a part of our workshop. We're then retargeting them on social media. We're then retargeting them through email, through ads, through all of these things, right?
Yeah.
So we have everything in place. So that buyer that you meet at an open house is going to be like, dude, I can't get away from you. And that's kind of the feeling.
Like you have all the information prepared.
Hmm?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like doing the boring work.
Yeah.
Literally, do all of this up front. And if that means that 2024, you don't sell anything, but you're planting the seed so you can reap the rewards later, totally worth it.
Cool, cool.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Nick.
First of all, shout out to you because I remember year one, you come so far.
Thank you.
So congrats. Oh. But since everyone's on social media marketing, right, how do you properly, I think I don't need the mic, but how do you properly create a call to action at the end of a post to make someone take action, to plug into your system?
Yeah. I would say first and foremost, stop confusing the shh out of people. Most people here will say, like, comment, subscribe, share, join my newsletter, click the link in my bio, let me send a pigeon over to your house to show you how to sell a house. Like, you have so many different calls to action. So the very first step is by deciding what's the next logical step for that person. With our clients, for example, the next logical step is to opt in to something, right? Like to opt in to their 10-step process to homeownership, to opt in to their seller's cheat sheet. They have to opt into something. And when you have that in place and your call to action is pretty much the same exact thing, any of your content is going to be driving traffic towards that one direction, right? So you identify your 5-star prospects and you make sure that all of your content material from that point forward really speaks to driving them into that funnel, right? If I were talk like here, for example, we started with 120 content ideas for the spring market. My next conversation, my next logical step would be to contact you guys, which is going to happen, which would be to contact you guys and say, hey, Nick, I just sent you 120 content ideas. Typically, when I share this with people, it's because they're trying to create more content for the spring market. Does that sound like you? What are you going to say? Yes. And then what am I going to do? Okay, let's talk about it. You know, so it's always just thinking about what's this post going to do and what's the next logical step. I think that's where most people confuse the hell out of their prospects, because they're trying to do too many things at once. Instead of saying, like, comment, subscribe, how about just download this? Just opt into this. That's it. Yes.
What websites can you share that create good funnels?
I mean, there's plenty. I think there's Go High Level, there's ClickFunnels. Those would be really like my main two, honestly. And if you want to create really, really good funnels, just go ahead and study someone who has a really, really good funnel already and reverse engineer that process, right? Tony Robbins calls it model those who have already succeeded. So honestly, like a lot of our content, really we model after Dan and Carrie, we model after Tony Robbins, model after Russell Brunson, because there's people out in the space, in the services space, that are already successful. And if I can model what they've already done, it really doesn't matter which platform you do it in. It's just a matter of, are you making sure that people take those next logical steps with you? But I would start off with something like ClickFunnels or even Go High Level.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this special edition of the HyperFast Show, featuring our amazing speakers from the 2024 HyperFast Agent Summit. If you got value out of this, please do us a favor, like it, share it, and leave us a review or a comment. We love the feedback. And if you want to get more coaching from Carrie Scholl and I, you can get that by partnering with us at eXp Realty. When you join us at eXp Realty, you don't just get all the amazing benefits that you get from being a part of the world's first and biggest cloud brokerage, right? Which we all know those benefits are low fees, low caps, revenue share, stock awards, the ability to expand anywhere, right? You get all of that. But when you partner with Carrie and I at eXp Realty, we become your coaches, we become your mentors, we become your partners in building both your real estate sales business and your residual passive income. All you need to do to learn more is pick up the phone and send me a text message at 703-638-4393. Again, if you are ready to learn more about partnering with multi-billion dollar agents, top sponsoring agents at eXp Realty, myself and wife and business partner Carrie Scholl, pick up your phone and text me at 703-638-4393. Thanks for tuning in.